Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Grooving on a Sunday afternoon.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. And we have a great visit with our good friend Diana Furchgott-Roth. She is the purveyor and the director of economics21.org, an outstanding website, which is part of the Manhattan Institute family. And she's also a senior fellow. She's the author of a number of books. Regulating to Disaster is one. Also a new book called Disinherited. Diana, congratulations on your new book. That's coming out in a couple of weeks. And I'm proud of you. Good for you.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff. Thanks.
And we'll have you back on the show to talk about that. It's called Disinherited, How Washington is Betraying America's Young. Can they pre-order now?
Yes, you can pre-order on Amazon.com.
All right. And Disinherited, How Washington is Betraying America's Young. Diana, to continue the conversation about the unions and the National Labor Relations Board, there are unprecedented things going on right now.
Yes, exactly. Such as the new NLRB effort, the National Labor Relations Board effort, to make McDonald's a joint employer with the franchises. And these trials are going on right now. These hearings are going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really a kangaroo court, because do you know who the judges at these hearings are? They are members of the National Labor Relations Board.
Wow.
They're employed by the NLRB.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the same agency both charging
the foxes
and
guarding the hen
adjudicating.
House.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, folks, if you remember, I talked about this. I wrote an article about this. I've reported on this myself, also with others like Diana. This is where, as you know, a franchise, when you buy a hamburger from McDonald's in your local town, and most hamburger places, most burger places, most pizza places, those are owned by your neighbors. Those are franchises. Your neighbor is the franchisee, purchaser of the franchise, from the franchisor, and their employees are their employees. They're not McDonald's Corporation employees. But in order to gain some kind of control and organizing opportunity for unions, as you said, Diana, the NLRB is trying to, in an amazingly, astonishingly unprecedented way, claim co-employment all the way down, aren't they?
Yeah, they're claiming co-employment because they're saying that McDonald's sets the standards. McDonald's USA sets the standards for the franchises and also provides advice if they get into any trouble. They're saying they are the joint employer. Well, I mean, every franchisor sets standards. That's why you go into Dunkin' Donuts, you have all the same kind of donuts. You go into Burger King, you have the same menu. This will bring down the whole concept of franchising if the parent company is the joint owner, because it'll make it a lot easier to sue a particular franchise if they think the money's going to come out the pocket of big employer.
So, and folks, this is preposterous.
It's preposterous. It overturns decades of precedent.
That's right. And contracts.
Think about the contracts it violates. Right. I mean, if this were to go through, it would have to overturn all these contracts that the franchises have done with the parent company.
This is why we're so astonished at this, folks, because this, and you know, Diana, to be fair, every NLRB, every National Labor Relations Board, under every administration, favors the politics of the administration. But this one goes farther to the left and farther to the administration's ideology than any in my memory. What about you?
Absolutely, and it's also, the NLRB is supposed to be impartial, but the people who are on the National Labor Relations Board now worked heavily for the unions before
mm-hmm.
they came.
Yeah, yeah.
And the general counsel called Richard Griffin, he was one of the illegally appointed recess appointees.
Right.
He stepped down from being an NLRB member, but mm-hmm. instead they put him as general counsel, giving
wow.
him almost as much power.
Right. Well, now, McDonald's is getting hit with this minimum wage, these minimum wage tactics, and they're also getting hit with the NLRB tactics. They got to be feeling
well,
like they can't win.
It's no coincidence. It's because there's very rapid turnover in the fast food industry. McDonald's is the largest. Unions don't just get union dues. They get what's called initiation fees,
right,
which is about $50 every time someone signs up.
So
if you get three members in one position...
It's a cash cow for them, isn't it?
Yeah, you get $150 a year from the position.
Now you see, folks. So think about all these things next time you're thinking about politics. Hey, Diana, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Great to be with you.
Keep up the good work. Diana Fritschgott-Roth, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, economics21.org. I encourage you to check it out and follow them. They'll send that to you, their new work, every day. Like, I get it. I'm very enjoy reading what they're doing up there. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.